Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The following is a special KMOX sports presentation.
I'm excited to be here, and just looking forward to getting to meet a lot of the fans.
Live from the Hyatt Regency at the Arch St. Louis, it's the 24th Annual Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up.
It's always a good time. Always good to see the fans. Always good to be out here and really get back in the baseball mood.
Sponsored by Overhead Door Company of St. Louis, the genuine, the original. On your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Hey, it's 107. I'm back with you again. Tom Ackerman with you live for this final hour. Mike Claiborne will be joining us in just a bit. He is on stage right now with GM Mike Gersh, who we just had on the show. It's been great, a lot of fun, good coverage since 10 o'clock this morning. And we are joined now by former Cardinal Bo Hart, who's seen a lot of me over the last couple of days. We were on the caravan together. How are you, Bo?
I'm doing great, Tom.
Good to talk to you, man. Did you have fun? Do you have a good caravan to Memphis?
It's always fun. This is the third time I've done it, and it gets better every year. You're a pro. Thanks for having us.
I appreciate it. We had a good crowd everywhere we went with Jack Flaherty, that's for sure, and Justin Williams was with us, Tyler Webb. We had yourself, Scott Terry. Boy, Scott Terry knows the game, doesn't he?
He absolutely does, and he communicates very well. Some of his answers to some of the interesting questions we had, I took notes when he was talking.
We get a lot of questions, that's for sure, from our crowds, and we had some really good ones. We have a good one here. We're at the Cardinals winter warm-up at the Hyatt, and we're here until 2 o'clock and then a full day of coverage tomorrow. Bo, in 2003, June 19th, 2003 to be exact, made his Major League debut. He went 2-for-3 in that game against Milwaukee, and then he went on an absolute tear. How big of a tear was it? In his first 9 career games, he set a major league record for hits, 22 hits over that time. I was covering the team at that time, and I remember everybody, players, media, fans, couldn't wait to get to the ballpark to see you, to see what was going to happen next. It was amazing. It really was.
It was unreal. I really did not know what was going on myself. You know, I didn't go home and watch SportsCenter. I wasn't listening to the radio, watching the games or anything. I didn't know that there was a little bit of history there, you know, especially after 9 or 10 or 15, 20 games. I found out weeks later that I had a really great start, and it's great to relive those moments here and talk about it a little bit.
It was really fun. There was no social media at that time, but the coverage here in St. Louis, people loved it. And it was kind of like, remember when the Knicks, when Jeremy Lin came in with the Knicks and had that unbelievable start and New York was just blown away? That was, St. Louis was just like mesmerized. Like, who is Bo Hart and what is happening right now?
I had never been to St. Louis. I didn't go to a big league spring training. Nobody kind of knew who I was. So there was some mystery there. Yeah, I just have a lot of good memories. I get to share it with my kids when they're old enough to understand. It doesn't get old talking about it.
That was a lot of fun. I recently sent you a couple of clips of Mike Shannon calling your great. So you're playing great defense, too. You're playing multiple positions for the Cardinals.
Yeah, mostly second. I played a little bit of third and a little bit of short, maybe half a dozen games at short. But I felt very comfortable at second. And when I got drafted, I split, I think, 15 games at each third, short, and second in my short season A, and I think my arm was not up to the caliber of a major league shortstop, so I think they put me at second. I played mostly second in all the minor leagues, and then I got a shot to play every day for better part of a season, 2003.
And now you are coaching and teaching the game to kids.
Yeah, now I coach at a high school. I'm an assistant. This will be my 11th season there. And I get to teach kids about hitting and defense and how to be a good teammate and a little bit about life.
You were my teammate at Cardinals Fantasy Camp last year. We had a good time. We weren't the best team in the league, but we gave it our shot.
That's right, yeah. It is fun. That starts Thursday this week, doesn't it?
I know, and I can't make it this year. I'm doing a basketball game this weekend for the Missouri Valley Conference. I gave up a lot of fun playing baseball to doing my job, but then again, my job is fun. So, you know, I win either way, I figure.
Absolutely. No, it's I envy you sometimes. You get to talk baseball with a lot of good minds and travel around a little bit.
It's really good. So you get to spend some time. What is that like, spending time with all those former Cardinals? My impression is that you feel like, at least for a time, back in that mode of being in the clubhouse and being a player wearing that uniform.
You know, I think back then there was a lot of veterans on the team, and I was just trying to watch and learn from them and do what they do. And now we get to kind of swap stories. I see a few of them here and over the years. It's good to be, you know, associated with some of the great baseball players of not only the Cardinals organization but Major League Baseball. And I was lucky. I was lucky to be on the team that I was on, and to be associated and come do the warm up and in the caravan a couple years every once in a while.
We have some great people involved in this organization. You go down there, and you know, we can't tell the stories about what's said at fantasy camp because it stays at camp. But I mean, a guy like a Ted Simmons, who comes in for the first time. He's going to be a Hall of Famer this year. First time as a coach, didn't really know what to think, and he loved it. I mean, he stole the show. But he loved being part of it. I think that's what we see a lot of times. You get back into that scene and that scenario, and suddenly it's just a wild experience that you didn't anticipate.
And that's what the campers want, right? They want to come down there. They don't only want to play in the games and. You know, get some tips every once in a while, but they want to be in the clubhouse and they want to have a little razzing of their performance or non-performance on the field. But they they come down and they love it, and that's where you get to see the same guys and girls come down there every year. They can't get enough, and it gives us a chance to get back in the clubhouse and put the uniform on and reminisce about old times.
On the last day of camp last year, I'm playing center field. And a fly ball comes my way, and the field's a little wet. That's not an excuse. The field was a little wet. So I go back on the ball, and I slip and fall. And I get back up, and the ball is now on the grass, and I slip again and fall. And I get up and finally get the ball and throw it. Ludwig hit the ball. And I throw it in, and Ludwig stops at second. He ended up not scoring. I think we won that last game 1-0. But I walk in, and Tom Lawless, manager, is shaking his head, and he goes, "I've seen a lot of things, a lot of things. I've never seen anybody crawl to the ball before."
You know, that's how baseball works. You know, you come to the ballpark every day, or that's the saying, right? And I saw something I've never seen before.
Hey, I just was trying to get to the ball. I mean, whatever I could do to get to that baseball, I did.
Max effort.
That's
Thanks,
right.
Tom.
Max effort. What do you think about this Cardinal club? I mean, again, you're coaching from afar. You're not as connected to the everyday, but I know you pay attention to the Cardinals, and getting back in the postseason was pretty special. Do you see the pieces that they can do that again?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with pitching and defense, and the offense will come and go, right? But if you got solid pitching, and, you know, it was nice to hear Jack and Tyler talk yesterday. But, you know, you're going to score runs as an offense. You know, that's what the lineup is for, and everybody's going to get their hits. But the pitching and the defense, it's got to be solid if you want to make a run for the championship. And I enjoy playing defense a lot. I think hitting was just kind of, you know, you catch fire and you have a good 10-game or 15-game streak. But, you know, the average is going to be where it is for the season. But you got to play defense hard every day. And that's what makes a difference.
How do we improve the game and make it better? You know, how do you make it better? So here's my suggestion. I didn't even bring this up during the caravan because I don't want to be a downer necessarily, but I personally feel like Major League Baseball fell in love with a home run and now they can't go back. And I don't personally like the home run or strikeout. I think it's too much standing around. I want to see the ball put in play. I want to see action. I want to see Bohart make a play in the field. I want to see Bohart run the bases. That's what I want.
You know, well, thanks. probably pull a hamstring if I was running the bases these days. But, you know, the game has changed. It's changed the velocity of the pitchers, the specialized pitcher from the bullpen is on every single team now. And it is hard to put the ball in play sometimes when everybody is throwing 95 or 100 miles an hour. The strikeouts are going to be there, and then the mistakes are going to be hit by a major league hitter, and those are where their home runs come from. But it is the game's changed a little bit. But again, as Scott Terry said yesterday, you throw the ball, you hit the ball, you run, and you catch, and it's the other things that. But the skills are still the same.
I feel like baseball has adjusted through the years. It just finds a way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt. Favorite? Do you watch a lot of games? What's kind of your If you look at baseball today, what would be your ultimate baseball day? Would it be to be around those kids and watching them enjoy the game? What do you still love about it?
Man, I love it. I get to put the uniform on, right, when I coach. That's always fun. But I think now is taking my kids to Redbirds games and to Cardinals games and Cruz, watching him light up when he walks into the stadium. And then when Brock is old enough to understand, that's going to be the dad or former player that I want to be. I want to be able to share with them the little things, the game within the game that not every fan can see sometimes. That's what's going to be fun. That's what I've started to enjoy. You know, with Cruz being 5.5 now, I'm taking him to more games, brought him to St. Louis a couple times, and he's going to be a student of the game, and I'm going to try to teach him and Brock everything that I know.
You were down in Memphis. You got to join us down at the Cardinals Caravan, and it was so much fun to see you and be around you again. Have fun down at Fantasy Camp, and have a blast. I wish I could join you down there.
Thank you. I'm going to continue to avoid the injury and try to hit a home run every time.
I hope you do. Bo Hart with us on KMOX at the Cardinals winter warm-up. We'll take a quick timeout. Be back with more from the Hyatt Regency at the Arch.
Join KMOX Sports with Tom Ackerman and Cardinals broadcaster John Rooney Monday night at...
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.